From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in bald eagles in Georgia and has likely undercut their nesting success in the state's coastal counties. Georgia Farm Bureau reports the State Department of Natural Resources says samples from three bald eagles found dead in Chatham, Glynn, and Liberty counties tested positive last month in Athens. Those results were confirmed by the USDA's National Veterinary Services. As the House Ag Committee plans for the next Farm Bill, consumers share their opinions on food and agriculture policy in a new survey from Purdue University. One of the most popular policy choices was increased funding for research to create crops more resistant to heat, drought, and flooding. Another popular choice is paying farmers and ranchers to adopt climate-smart practices. Food safety and inspection ranked as the most important USDA budget category. The USDA's Equity Action Plan is out that outlines actions the agency will take to advance equity and improve access to programs and services for underserved stakeholders and communities. The USDA says past programs and services were designed to benefit those with land, experience, money, and education, while leaving behind those without the same means and resources. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says today's USDA is committed to rooting out systemic racism and advancing justice, equity, and opportunity for all.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.